looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, it is that time once again on your Friday that we enjoy something called Fit and Fabulous. And that includes all you beautiful women of Madtown and surrounding areas. And today, I'm so happy because these are two beautiful women that I'm absolutely blessed to get to hang out with each and every month, actually. Each and every week, though, that would happen to be Jessa Jeremiah, the GM of Channel 57 Girl Talk. How are you doing, love?
I'm great, Krista. Hey. I love your earrings.
Those Thank you. They're like... I got them from, what is it, Gordman's or something at the mall yesterday after our taping. I'm like, I'm going to go to the mall.
Why do we as women always feel the need to say how much we paid for things? I sold her in the hall and said, nice earrings. She goes, oh my gosh, I got them for $2.
Yeah, $2. They make me holla, honey. They make me holla.
I do that too.
Also, someone that we always love to have on Girl Talk, of course, is Tia Lynn. She is a beautiful award-winning designer of Contours Lingerie. Good morning, Tia. How are you, honey?
Good morning. I am so excited to be here. Thank you.
Yes, you are welcome. So, yeah, yesterday we were at the Vinery. I know you've been there. It's just a beautiful place, by the way, to learn how to make beautiful stained glass.
Yeah, it's a stained glass studio off of East Washington Avenue. They do amazing things. It's totally for beginners. So if you are not a born artist, like I am certainly not, it's okay. They teach you to do everything on site.
So much fun, definitely. And then, of course, we talked about hair because everything with the new year, you want to have new fabulous hair. So we were talking about extensions from Savannah Beauty. So that was really fun.
Yes. And we talked about the elusive credit score and how that all gets calculated. Sometimes it's a mystery to folks. So that was fun. So talking finances, bringing us into the new year. And we had just a great time.
Just everything great. Speaking of great, say hello to Facebook Nation. Hi, everyone. All right. So, Tia, I'm so happy that you're here today. By the way, myself and Jessa are sporting, of course, one of your beautiful bras.
Yes. Outfitted by Tia Lynn, as usual.
Yeah, definitely. Again, I don't know people everywhere that understand the capacity of amazing things that you create right here in Madison. I mean, it is a gift that you are here. I was going on your Instagram page, by the way. It's insane the amount of designs that you have created. And you travel like to New York City. You do all these amazing shows when it comes to your beautiful lingerie. So I wanted you to be here today because it's a new year and why not start out as a newer, sexier version of yourself?
Absolutely. There is just nothing sexier than starting fresh in January, Woo! Right?
Honey, yes. So where does the start begin when it becoming a sexier version of yourself?
Well, like anything, it's that first step of deciding. And in deciding, you have to remember one thing. There is nothing sexier than confidence. So self-acceptance and taking care of yourself, step one. It's Whether you do hit the gym or you decide it's a crash diet or you decide that you're just going to purge your entire closet and your dresser too.
And your dresser. Yeah, for sure.
It's a good thing to do that every now and again. You forget. But you mentioned the gym, and this is the time of year where people make those resolutions to hit the gym. They want to look thinner. The amazing thing about your collection and what you do at Contours is you make women look thinner and more confident just by changing their undergarments. Mm-hmm. And I think that's amazing. And one of the reasons is because you offer so many sizes. So let's talk about that.
Well, to start with, we're all designed perfectly. You're perfect whether you've had a sandwich today or a salad. There's a perfect version of you right now.
Or
we're
both.
All
I had a donut.
Oh, yeah.
I had a donut this morning. Yes.
Ditto. So I think it's really about, you know, just deciding that you're going to be sexy today and taking that little bit of an extra effort to put yourself together and feel pretty is so rewarding.
It really is. It makes a lot of sense when you put something on that makes you feel good from underneath your clothes and then you have something on the outside. Because I remember one time I was filming at your location. I had on this really pretty dress, but I was running out of time getting ready in the morning, so I had a sports bra underneath. Mm-hmm. And I did not feel sexy from the inside out. And so that's why I was like, girl, I need to get myself a new bra today. Because it really does make sense that if you're not feeling very sexy with the things you have underneath, it really does actually become a reality.
It does. It's the very first thing you do in the morning is slip into your undergarments. So it ought to be just the most fabulous thing to start the day. And it's a great way to start your journey. You know, think about having a matching bra and panty set. And not that they has to match every day, but you can take a minute to coordinate. One of my favorite tips is that black lace matches all black lace.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. It doesn't matter what pattern it is. You can mix and match it and have a lot of fun with it. And sometimes it can be really cool to just have a pop of color.
Yeah. And one of the things that you've helped me do is do the mix and match. So several pieces that match several pieces. So you don't have just one set, but you've got kind of a mix and match option. So we talked a little bit about inventorying our closets or our drawers and something that we often forget to do. So I know there's listeners out there who are thinking, try and think about the last time you actually took a look in your drawers and figured out what you had. How often should we do this?
I think we should be doing it every time we put the laundry away.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I really do. Because if you have a bunch of stuff in there that's become ill-fitting or dingy or, you know, it's not a feel-good for one. And it's just taking up space.
True.
You know, it's nice to open up your drawer and see and just have that, look at all of the pretty things. And what am I going to wear today? And just enjoy that little bit of luxury. And it doesn't have to be a lot of things. Just what you really want to wear and what you identify with.
I'm glad that you brought that up too as well, because that was someone that was kind of hoarding a whole bunch of stuff that I never wore anywhere. I mean, things that were wires were popping out everywhere. It was just like, it was junk. I had to get rid of that stuff. But are there a particular type of, you know, styles that I should though have? You know, like, is there a must have three bras that I should always have?
For sure. I think the most important bra is your black bra.
Okay.
Because it matches with everything. It never gets dingy. You always feel good putting it on. You know, and that being said, your nude bra, save it for your white tops.
Okay.
Don't be remembered as the lady that wore the boring nude bra.
Right. You don't want to, I mean, come on.
You should have a color. Whatever your favorite color is, or a fun print. Something that just is special and you can build memories with.
Yeah, and not a lot of us are seeing any of the little extra things that you have on your bras right now because it's winter and we're all covered up. But in the summer, your bras actually serve as a little bit of extra decor in some of the designs. So I'm interested what inspires your design ideas.
A lot of times, it's really just all of the cool outfits that our customers bring into the store and seeing that there are all these backless dresses. So we've got bras that have like fun straps in the back because there has to be some place for the bra to go. So if it's going to show, it might as be really cool. And it's neat having glittery straps and all kinds of fun jewelry and accessories on bras that are subtle and yet are okay to be seen.
Right. So they're pretty, but they're also so comfortable and so functional. And if you haven't been to Contour's Lingerie yet, you have to go. It's such an intimate, wonderful, lovely, comfortable store. And the back room is crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I've never seen so many bras. How many do you have back there?
Well, I haven't done inventory yet.
Oh, okay.
But I'll say with 180 sizes, we have about 150 styles or items per size. So we'll have to do the math there. But there's a lot of product. It's never ending.
And it's really, really fun, though. It's kind of like being in a candy store for myself, because I walk in and I do see all these delicious colors. I mean, we're looking at bras that you have created that look like leather. You have ones that are made out of denim. When we're talking about the cute little gems that you'll put on. I've seen stuff with butterflies on the straps. I've seen, you know, really pretty crystals to, you know, golds to so many different things. I mean, it's really cool to walk in and see that there is a variety and there's a lot of style and that'll work with each and every person, and that you do all sizes too of women, which is good.
It is. It's really important. Everyone should be able to eat a sandwich and be able to wear a bra. And having the full size range, we're really able to tweak and get a perfect fit, which means extreme comfort. There are, of course, really simple and plain things that work under all clothes that you can wear every day. And then, there are those special butterfly bras that are so incredibly memorable and special, and it's something that many, many people pine away for and then celebrate for those special occasions.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And one of the things that I love too is when I did my first bra fitting with you, and I bet you experience this every single day, I was totally wearing the wrong size.
Yeah.
and I finally got it right, and it is awesome.
The percentage is 85% in the nation. I think that after 10 years with contours that we're doing a little better than that. At least that's my hope.
Right.
I have a lot of return customers, so I know we're doing a little better than 85% wearing the wrong size.
I love it. Tia, we are running out of time. Real quickly, though, for people who have never stopped into your store, as you must, because myself and Jessa and everybody on the Girl Talk show are all fans and we all wear your beautiful lingerie. Where are you located?
We're on 6102 Mineral Point Road. We're across from Oakwood Village and right next to CUNA in that cute little brick shopping center.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need an appointment. Just walk right in. Today's your bra day.
Girls,
today's the day.
Today is the day. Definitely you want to feel good. We will continue with this conversation. But again, if you're looking for a new sexier you, Tia Lynn, again, she is an award-winning fashion designer when it comes to lingerie. Her stuff is absolutely divine and yummy, and you're just going to fall in love. And guys, if you're listening, you definitely will fall in love. there you have it. It is Fit and Fabulous again with Tia Lynn and, of course, Jessa Jeremiah. We will continue this on the Facebook Live, and we appreciate it as always. Thanks for coming in. This is Kristen in the Morning Rush, 93.1 Jams.